GOP health care reform. Take a few trillion dollars off the table.
We want to give states the rights, the ability to customize their health care to meet their particular needs of their citizens and not given this one-size cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all Medicaid program, which is breaking. It's not working.
The chairman of the House Budget Committee wants to get the government's financial house in order by making some far-reaching changes in how millions of Americans get their health care paid for.
Who's broke and what's broken? Obamacare, Medicare, Medicaid, and the $6 trillion pot of gold. Anyone see a rainbow? On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Lawmakers in Washington look for a pot of gold in entitlement programs. Will there be a health care rainbow at the end of it all? It's Wednesday, April 6th.
Well, the idea of what to cut and what not to is right at the top of the headlines this morning. The GOP is laying out its vision for 2012 and beyond. There's still that nagging problem, though, of the budget for this year. A shutdown on Friday is now more likely. Democrats and Republicans couldn't hash out a budget for this year during a meeting at the White House. President Obama told Congress, hey, he said, start acting a little more, quote, grown up.
At a time when the economy is just beginning to grow, where we're just starting to see a pickup in employment, the last thing we need is a disruption that's caused by a government shutdown.
Keep in mind, this ongoing fight is over 0.83% of all government spending. House Speaker John Boehner says Republicans will not be forced into what they think is a bad deal.
We're not going to allow the Senate nor the White House to put us in a box where we have to make a choice between two bad options.
So what's the shutdown going to look like?
Right. This is, again, if there's no agreement by Friday, they could at this point still get a stopgap in place. National parks and museums would close. The IRS could possibly stop issuing refund checks. Troops in Iraq and Afghanistan could get 1 week's pay instead of two. New Medicare applicants could be turned away and don't try going to the Social Security office.
In Ivory Coast, it's a bloody stalemate, not a shutdown. The residence of incumbent leader Laurent Gbagbo is under attack at this hour from soldiers loyal to his rival, Alassane Ouattara. A Ouattara spokesman tells our partner, the BBC, that Gbagbo changed his mind about surrendering. So now soldiers are going in to get him.
People have assaulted this morning the residence to try to force him to surrender. And we hope that in the next few hours, he will finally accept that he should surrender and negotiate the condition for which he will surrender.
But self-proclaimed President Gbagbo has been holed up in that bunker for days.
In Libya, a spokesman for the rebels say NATO is not doing enough to get rid of Muammar Gaddafi. But the chief of allied operations, General Mark Van Oom, says Gaddafi's forces are hiding amongst the civilian population, and that makes airstrikes difficult.
We see the target, but we see that there are also humans being used as shields, that we don't engage.
That exchange came amid reports that rebels had once again lost control of the oil port city of Brega.
Some good news out of Japan this morning. Officials at the Fukushima Daiichi complex say highly radioactive water is no longer leaking into the Pacific Ocean. They say they have plugged the leak using liquid glass to plug a crack that was underneath the facility. They're still pumping the less contaminated water into the sea, however. Asian markets are mixed this morning. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 12,393. The S&P opens at 1,332. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,791. We're asking for you to be a part of the conversation about the budget shutdown. It's imminent, or at least if you listen to the political rhetoric of lawmakers on Capitol Hill. Who would you blame if it actually takes place? Or what would you cut? Or what number would you propose that lawmakers agree on to reduce spending for this year? A continuing resolution is about the only thing that can keep the government operating. Coming up this morning, we were told that America was intervening in Libya for humanitarian reasons. But is that realistic ever in war? And we're going to head to Wisconsin, where a normally sleepy election for a seat on the state Supreme Court has turned into a big referendum on the governor. And stay tuned, GOP health care or entitlement reform. Todd Zwillick will be here.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253.